What's good, everybody? This is Mr. Composition, the MC that writes fiction, and we're back at it with a Black Clover leaks and spoilers for chapter 323. It's officially out. Now, before we get started, make sure to hit the like, make sure to hit the subscribe with notification bells on so you don't miss when I drop another video. And we're on the road to 1,000 subscribers, so thank you all for subscribing, thank you all for supporting. So let's go ahead and get into here's a little summary. These are just out. Like, it's 11:37 p.m. where I'm at. So I'm happy because that means I can get this out and go to sleep. The title is supposed to be Partner. William's World Tree Magic Blade of Mistletoe. So I'm going to look that up in a little bit. Lucifero immediately realizes Yami has dark magic. Knock, I don't care if I die. Yami responds to Knock's 100th suicidal comment, you idiot. From now on, live and help people like Morgan did. Anyways, one doesn't need a reason to save their friends. Knock. Oh my goodness, these scans, this is how crazy it is. Like, I don't even know. This seems like there's a lot more pages than usual for this chapter. But the first thing we see is Gray actually in that moment where Vanessa was just all like, you know, if Lucifero gets any closer, we're gonna die. So during that part, Gray actually went and helped heal Yami, and you see Yami and Vanessa and Yami getting up, and he has no more cracks. And then the next scene we see is William with the World Tree Magic, and that's that sword that he gave him. And it looks like there's some dialogue. William still has the cracks, which is interesting. And it kind of repeats, and we get some fan translations. It's Gray saying, "I would heal him." Gray, this is. His body has changed. It's like the devil that possessed Asta. His body is all in ruins, but it's full of magic. Dark magic, black moon. And that's what we see as far as, boom, that, you know, his you know, what you would call it coming up. And then that part where Yami is up and Vanessa's looking super happy. Gray's looking super happy. And Yami's like, "You saved me, Gray, Vanessa." And they're like, "Captain." And then we get this dope thing where freaking Zora goes in front of Asta. We have Seke over there as well with Vanessa's freaking cat. Yo, and we get the other, like, we seen the angle where in the last chapter where Lucifero punches Yami, Yami blocks it, but now we get a different angle where we're looking at Lucifero and we see Nox back and we see Yami's back. This looks so epic. And then it looks like at the time of the punch, Zora has his magic and Sekre as well. They're doing some combination attack, which to see Seke and Zora, their magic is some of the dopest magic, honestly. With Seke's Scylla magic and Zora's freaking Ashen Trap magic, and them combining it, oh my goodness. This is a dope panel, I ain't even gonna lie. Then we get this other panel as far as with Nock, and then we get a panel with Langris and Patry holding William, and Yami's all like, "You guys." And Patry, so we find out the reason why Patry is fighting is because he doesn't have his grimoire. And the fan translation says, "I like to pay you back, but since I've lost my grimoire, I'm not much help during the fight." And then William says, "Yami, with your magic, we can still fight. This is World Tree Magic Blade of Mistletoe. I've put all my magic into it. I'm leaving this to you." And then Yami's like, "Honestly, I still haven't forgiven you, but we got wound up in something together, so let's end this now." And then we get some panels of not of Morgan and Yami, and then Yami and Nacht and then Yami in front of Nock, and it looks like Yami's saying something, and then Nock's eyes open up, and then Nock's like, yeah, you know, and then Nock's, there's another panel that's like, you stay back, and Yami's like, huh? What does a person who just got saved have to say? And Nock's just like, I don't care if I die here. And then we get another panel. We get this cool panel of freaking old school Yami and Nock. And then freaking, it looks like the chapter ends with Yami and Nock about to freaking go in. And it's like, and then the fan translation says, let's play a bit. Partners in crime standing together. And then we get some dialogue from Morgan talking to Yami. You're similar to my brother, not only in terms of your magic, you understand him better than me, his twin. And Yami's like, stop, stop, it's gross. And Morgan's like, it's frustrating to admit it, but I think you're a better partner for my brother than I am. And then we get this dope panel with Yami's bottom face and Nock's bottom face. And Nock's just all like, you can't keep acting like a kid forever, Yami. And Nock's just like, you dumbass, I'm a man, but my heart is forever like that of a boy. Shut up and act like an adult already. How is that even relevant? The king's the devil is here, by the way. And then Yami, when I look at you, I'm reminded of my old self, myself I hate so much, so please... So don't save me, just get out, just get away from me. I took Morgan away from you, and so I don't want you to die trying to save me as my precious friend. And Yami's like, you are an idiot. You dumbass, from now on, should keep living and save people like Morgan did. Anyways, one does not need a reason to save a friend, Nock. Oh my goodness, this, for one, there's so much dope stuff that's going on here. Like, when was the last time Yami and Nock even spoke to each other? Then we get to find out who healed Yami, which was the Black Bull. So it wasn't William, but William did provide as far as his World Tree Magic, what is it called? Missile Time. Let me look it up here. Okay, so it's also known as the Mistletoe is a Hermando Grisipin sword in the. There's an Iceland saga, a legendary saga from Iceland. The Danish king. Okay, so it's. So basically, we're dealing with some more Iceland like lore as far as with the Thor mythology and everything, Odin and everything like that. It'll come back to me. But so basically the main guy as far as I'll try to see how to pronounce this joint, it's like Haramdar used the sword during battle between Olar and two Swedish kings, both named Hadgar. He killed Hygien the Valiant, who had slain his brothers. He then lost Mesotin in the water out of witchcraft. He deeply felt this loss, but soon recovered the sword, which was found in the stomach of a pike. But Mesotin was of no help when he fought King Hagar, who eventually killed with the club. In Gesta Danorum is a Danish story. The Mistletoe is a weapon used to kill the Baldar, and that is a god in Germanic mythology. Oh, Norse mythology, yeah. So there's some interesting stuff as far as with that. The flashbacks was interesting. We get to find out why, you know, Patry wasn't doing anything is because he doesn't have his grimoire. We get William saying that he put all of his magic within that sword. So that's very, very interesting. We actually see Lagris. We haven't seen him in a little bit. And just the dialogue. I love the fact that we got the moment between Vanessa and Gray. Gray's magic is becoming pretty freaking powerful. Also, I would like to see the actual translations where they were saying his body has changed. It's like the devil that possesses Asta. His body is all in ruins, but it's full of magic. So what does that exactly mean? But anyways, guys, I just wanted to get these leaks of spoilers out. What do you think about this new information? Again, my name is Mr. Composition MC. That's Writes Fiction. Make sure to hit the like. Make sure to hit the subscribe with notification bells on so you don't miss when I drop a video. Anyways, guys, peace. Being ready for the return to fall. Maybe I should be asleep, but these four moon vibes got me in the deep. Emotional rollercoaster strapped in my seat, ready for a trip to find what I seek. Passing through the galaxy into my office, translating thoughts into deep science. Got the sun in my pocket, build your resilience. So when the next winter cycle comes, I prepare with no losses. The work of the solo, it's a boss. At the heart of my winter, there's an adventure.